Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. July 29, 1980, an interview with Ida Lee at her residence in Monterey Park conducted by Beverly Chen. Mrs. Lee, can you tell us about your parents' occupation?
My father was a butcher.
Mm-hmm. In China?
No, here in California.
I see. And your mother?
My mother was a housewife.
Okay. When did your father come to the United States?
Well, as far as I know, it must have been right around 1900. I'm just guessing.
How old was he then? Or how old would he have been, roughly?
Now what do I say?
30.
About 30.
Mm-hmm. So he came to San Francisco?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How long did he stay in San Francisco before he moved down to LA?
I would say he stayed in San Francisco and vicinity about 23, 24 years.
Mm-hmm. So he came to LA in 1923?
Approximately.
Okay. Was he married in the United States or in China?
In China.
Did he bring his wife over?
My mother followed. My mother came approximately 1916, I would guess.
Mm-hmm. Did your father say how he got her here, or whether he had any difficulties getting her over?
No,
due to the exclusion laws.
I think all this was before all those exclusion rules and regulations. And as far as I can remember, there's never anything said about his having difficulties bringing his wife and child. Because when my mother came, she also brought my older brother.
Who was born in China?
That's correct.
Oh, I see. Where were you born?
I was born in Oakland, California.
Oh, and the year?
1919.
I see. And which village are you from, or rather your father?
My parents came from Guangdong,
uh-huh.
Namhoi, Gaokong.
I see. And your Chinese name is Zhu Guan
Cheng. Xiang Zhu.
Yeah, Xiang. Okay. And so your father's last name was Guan, right?
That's correct.
Okay. What language, what dialect did you speak at home?
We speak Gaokong dialect. That's the provincial dialect. That's our village dialect.
I meant, is it sort of like Toi San Wa?
It's Gao Gong Wa. That's what it is.
It's not anything.
It's different. It's itself. It's Gao Gong Wa. Oh yes, definitely.
Is it part of the what's called Say Yep?
No, ma'am. What is Sam Yep?
Excuse me. Oh, good. Can your dialect be understood by Cantonese, the people in the big city?
They always make fun of it, and I don't think they can understand.
Is it that different?
Yes, it's quite different.
Oh, I see. Did you speak any other dialects?
We can speak Guangdong Wa,
uh-huh.
Sang Wa, as it's popularly known.
Yeah, okay, yeah, probably, uh-huh. And when did you come to Los Angeles?
We came to Los Angeles about 1923.
Mm-hmm. Did your father say why he wanted to come down?
Yes, he came down to open up or to expand his meat business.
Oh, I see. He had his own business up in San Francisco.
Yes, he and my uncles were in the meat business in Oakland,
mm-hmm.
which is across the bay from San Francisco. And then my father brought my mother, my older brother, and myself to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And he started started up another meat market.
Where?
In Los Angeles.
Which part of that?
Downtown.
Oh.
Commonly known as First and Main, which used to be middle of downtown practically.
Okay. Were there any other Chinese businesses?
Yes, there were. Yes, there were.
What kind?
Well, the same block as my father's market were two other meat markets.
Retail?
Yes, ma'am. More retail and wholesale. Well, and then there was...
Hey, did you say theater?
Yes, it was a Chinese theater.
Oh.
And then, of course, Chinatown restaurants.
What about his clients? Were they Chinese also?
Some. They were mixed. He did business with Chinese, Filipinos,
uh-huh.
Mexicans, Japanese.
Restaurants, or were they just, well, both, as you said, both retail and wholesale.
That's right.
Meaning your father's store was
a wholesale and
wholesale,
a
retail.
Yes.
Place.
He sold to restaurants, mm-hmm. other meat markets.
Mm-hmm. I see. What your mother just helped out at the store, or stayed
home?
No,
he didn't. She stayed home.
And you said you have two older brothers?
Yes. One was in China, and then one was here with father and mother and me.
The one in China never got out?
No, he never came here.
Hmm. So in effect, there were just two of you?
Oh, no. I have three younger sisters and a younger brother.
I see. What kind of place did you live in back in 1920s?
We lived behind the market. We had a small apartment behind the meat market.
Uh-huh. What kind of an apartment? Could you describe it?
Yes, I can describe it. The small place.
Two stories?
No, just one story. We lived upstairs, but the whole apartment was on the second floor. Of course, there were different places. We moved around quite a bit, but father liked... We lived very close to the market. A small apartment, living room, kitchen, bath, and a couple bedrooms.
Was that part of a commercial? I mean, residential apartment unit, or was it just, you know, a separate unit, one unit apartment or two unit apartment?
No, it was.
Were there any other families living in that building?
No.
Nobody else?
Most, just our family. Actually, we just took a section of the building, and my father had it partitioned into bedrooms, living room, kitchen.
Of what ethnic origins were your neighbors?
Neighbors, for a time we lived very among many Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved away. It was primarily a Jewish neighborhood.
Where was that?
In Boyle Heights.
Boyle Heights, uh-huh.
In Los Angeles, east part of Los Angeles.
I presume that was a house?
Yes. Yes, by then we moved into a home, a two-story house.
What year was it when your father bought his first house?
1932,
mm-hmm.
approximately.
And that was in Boyle Heights?
Yes.
Do you remember how much it had cost?
Right. It was about $7,500.
Okay.
The two-story house.
Uh-huh. I see. And did he have any trouble buying it because of his race? Any objections?
No. No, we were very fortunate in that transaction.
Why do you say fortunate?
Because the Chinese have had trouble buying property. But when my father bought that house, we were really very fortunate.
Did you buy it from a real estate agent or directly from the owner?
I don't remember. I don't know. I was
very young.
I wasn't very young, but I was in my teens, but I really don't know whether we bought the place through an agent or we dealt direct with the owner. I really don't know.
Did your father always stay in the business, stay in the meat business?
Yes, he did.
And how about your schooling? Did you go to elementary school and so on and so forth?
Yes, all my schooling was in Los Angeles.
Could you tell us the name of your elementary school?
I started school at California Street School, then I went to Santa Monica for a year and a half, came back.
Elementary school?
Yes.
Also
came back to California Street School, went to Amelia Street School, that was still elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved to Boyle Heights, and I went to Holland Beck Junior High School.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Theodore Roosevelt High School, and I graduated from Theodore Roosevelt High School.
I see. Where were these two schools located, California Street and Amelia Street?
California Street School was in downtown Los Angeles near what is now Hill Street and Temple, right along there.
Okay.
Amelia Street School was in the east by the river near what is now known as East First Street and Vignes Street.
What kind of students were there in terms of ethnic composition?
In California, there were quite a few Chinese because that was the closest elementary school to Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
But Amelia Street School was primarily Japanese because that was near Japanese section of town.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have some Mexicans.
And the, how many percent would you say were white, population in California's
In California,
street.
What
large majority? Maybe
50%.
And the rest were all the
Chinese, and then maybe a few Mexicans and Japanese.
Same thing with the.
Amelia Street School was, I think, the white. Enrollment was very, very small. It's many, many Mexicans and Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Chinese were mine. Very few of us Chinese at Amelia Street School.
Yeah. Were there any preferences in your choosing of friends?
No. In Amelia Street School, practically all my friends were Japanese because I was the only Chinese in the class.
Mm. Did you get along with the Japanese students?
Yes. I think so.
How about the Mexicans?
Yes, I got along with the Mexicans.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any non-Asian friends?
Well, the Mexicans would be non-Asian.
Were they your friends?
Yes, classmates.
But like, who were the kids that you played with after school?
School. Well, Amelia Street School, I would have to say primarily Japanese.
And California Street, thank you.
California Street would be Chinese.
And no American. You have very few American friends.
Well, I made some American friends when I went to school in Santa Monica. Because that was primarily white.
Yes. How come you went to Santa Monica for a year or two?
For a year or two. my father went to Santa Monica, opened up a new market. So we moved out there, and I went to school. I think it was in the third grade.
Oh, I see. Was the market? I'm sorry about this. Was the market successful? The branch you opened up in Santa. Was it a branch or just a moving, a lateral move?
No, it was an additional store.
Uh-huh.
It was all right.
Did he continue the store?
Yes, he started it, and then a year or so later he turned it over to a cousin, and then we moved back to Los Angeles.
Mm. I see. When you were in Santa Monica, where did you live?
We had an apartment behind the market, and upstairs. And it was a nice apartment. I remember a living room, big bedroom, smallish kitchen, bathroom.
The kids in Santa Monica, did they treat you as an equal? Or was there any discrimination?
No, I don't remember any discrimination in Santa Monica. As a matter of fact, I remember one little girl and I were very, very good friends.
Mm-hmm. She was Caucasian?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Were there any Mexicans or blacks there at all?
I don't remember any.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you go to Chinese school at all during all this time? In addition to your regular?
Yes, I did.
Which one?
We went to Zhonghua Huang.
Downtown LA?
Yes, in Chinatown.
In Chinatown. Oh, even when you were in the Los Angeles?
Not in Santa Monica. I was younger then. No, no, not when. No, no.
When did you start going to a Chinese school?
Before Zhonghua, there was another school in Chinatown. I went there in 1930, something like that. I don't remember the name of the school.
So how many years of Chinese education did you have? Roughly?
Uh-huh. 6 or 8, I think.
About
6, 7, I think.
So you continue right through high school?
Through junior high, yes.
Probably part of
High school. Uh-huh. Part of high school.
Mm-hmm. What were the hours?
4:30 to 7:30 weekdays, 9:30 to 12:30 Saturdays.
Did you go because you liked it or because your father wanted you to?
It was just an accepted way of life. We were enrolled and we continued.
Everybody went? I mean, your brothers and sisters?
Yes. Cousins and friends?
Yeah. I see.
Yes.
Did you feel more Chinese or American while you were growing up?
Yeah, very Chinese at home, and I guess at American school it kind of feels American.
Uh-huh.
Complex.
Did you, for instance, the food you ate at home, was it Chinese or American?
Chinese.
Uh-huh. And recreational activities. What sort of things did you do in your spare time while you were growing up?
Truthfully, we didn't have much spare time. American school during the day, and Chinese school in the evening, Chinese school Saturday morning. There really wasn't too much time for recreation. I did a lot of reading.
Chinese books or English books?
Mostly English, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I see. How about your parents? Did they have any preferences? Or did they have any time for recreation?
very little. My father was a very hard-working man.
What were the store hours, do you remember?
They were pretty long.
6 to 8? Huh? 6 in the morning to 8 at night.
They were open. Yeah, they were long.
Monday through
Saturday, and half day Sunday?
Oh my goodness.
The no Chinese vacation? Guard. No such thing.
I see. Did you own a car back then?
Yes. Yes, we had a car.
Uh-huh. Did your father take you anywhere?
Yes, he did. We used to go to Lincoln Park.
I see.
I've forgotten some of these things. Yeah, on Sunday afternoon.
Uh-huh. And play ball or something?
Well,
or just walk around?
No, not in Lincoln Park.
What?
They father did not play mahjong.
He did? Your mother didn't either?
Mother did. The
mahjong.
Father did not.
Mahjong.
Yeah, yeah. Your father did.
No,
I see.
My father did not.
Uh-huh. Were your father's friends mostly Chinese?
Yes.
And so were your mother's?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess, how well did they speak English?
My father spoke English, mother hardly any.
Mm-hmm, I see. Who went to the supermarket to shop for groceries other than meat?
Well,
or the market, I guess, at that time.
Shopping at Chinatown, you didn't have to speak English, so
I
mother
see.
Did. Father, they both, I guess father did most of the shopping.
Especially when she, when they were living in Santa Monica, when all of them.
That's
were.
Right, that's right.
So mm-hmm. he did most of the shopping.
Yeah, father had to do the shopping.
Did they like Chinese music or Western music?
Oh, Chinese music.
I see. Does the, does Chinese opera, Cantonese
yes.
opera?
Yes, sing? Mother did. Father didn't care much for music. My mother enjoyed Chinese operettas, Chinese records.
And when anyone in your family got sick, did they prefer Chinese or Western medicine?
Well, when we were young, it was Chinese medicine. I think as we grew older, we went to American doctors, and as a result, we had
including your mother?
Including mother, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Western medicine.
I see. Did you ever have any disagreements with your parents about being Chinese or American?
I imagine we did.
In other words, were there some things that you did that they considered too Americanized?
Oh, I guess so, yes. That's a typical Chinese family.
What sort of things, for instance?
Well, you go to school, you want to join in school activities. And some of those were frowned on.
Uh-huh. What kind of activities do you remember?
Well, like after school sports and or after school plays and
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm. What about dating?
No, there dating wasn't really allowed.
Oh,
too much in those.
Even among Americans?
Hmm?
Even among Americans or just among the Chinese?
Oh, among the Chinese. I don't know about the Americans.
Did you ever associate on a social basis, dating basis, later with anyone? Or did you just get married?
Oh, no, let me see, I shouldn't say it, no. Ask me again.
No, did you ever go through the typical American courtship process of dating?
You mean dating, playing the field, and that type of dating?
I'm not sure what playing the field is.
I mean dating several people.
Oh, dating several people.
Is that what you mean?
Not necessarily, but just to dating.
Oh, dating, yes, I dated.
About what age do most Chinese girls start dating?
They're late. 18, 19, I would venture, I guess.
Were you going to college at that time?
No, I did not go to college.
Did you work after you graduated from high school?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What kind of job was it?
Bookkeeping job, my father's market.
I see. You worked for a long time in your father's market?
Yes, while I was going to school.
And after school,
yes.
Was it because you wanted to, or your father wanted to, or both?
I think the beginning was my father's idea.
And then, did you ever change jobs?
You talking about after school?
I meant after you graduated from high school and after you started working full-time as a bookkeeper, I assume.
Yes, I did. I worked full-time for my father at his market. And then I got married, stayed home.
Around what age did you get married?
I was 19.
Was that a typical age for women to get married in those days?
Yes, I would think so. Some of them were married younger than 19.
Okay. At that point in time, were your friends mostly Chinese women or a mixture?
By then, I would say mixture. Had Chinese friends and Japanese friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you had dated several men at the same time, would that have been frowned on back in those days?
I guess it would have been, but I never dated several men at the same time.
Oh, I see. Did you or others that you knew join any associations in Chinatown?
I did not.
Mm-hmm. How about your parents, your father?
No, he did not.
Mm-hmm. He had never had anything to do with the Lee Family Association or what?
He was never very active in those associations.
Mm-hmm. I see. Which were the most important families in Los Angeles? If you know of any.
Well, I don't know of any.
Mm-hmm. How about important individuals?
You mean in Chinatown?
Yeah, in or out of Chinatown. Chinese?
I guess so, yeah. The herbalist T.B. Chu.
T.B.
He was prominent.
Guan Song Zhen. What was he?
He was a restaurant man.
Oh, I see.
A
big
one. Well, he was an elder, you know. He was a merchant.
He had been around a long time.
I guess so. Yes, he had. But
No women that you know.
Women?
Yeah, any prominent women?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Were you aware of Anna Mae Wong and those people?
Oh, that's right. That was an actress, Anna Mae Wong. The actress Anna Mae Wong. Yes.
Yeah, did you go to see her movies?
I don't remember any particular one or two that I saw, but I must have seen her on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was your impression of American movies and their portrayal of Chinese, if you had seen any?
Well, some were very good, like The Good Earth. That was, I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, some of the others, they made fun of us. And
like what, do you remember?
Oh, nothing specific, but
and nobody made any protests, I suppose, of those movies that made fun of the Chinese.
I guess not.
What kind of jobs were most Chinese engaged in before the war?
Before the war, well, the Chinese had restaurants, laundries, grocery stores,
do they do anything else? Any professional jobs at all?
Not that well, because there were some Chinese dentists, two Chinese doctors.
Mm-hmm. You mean MDs, right?
MDs, yes.
Uh-huh, I see.
Yes.
What would have been considered an average income during those times?
During those times?
Yeah. Perhaps I should divide into the 20s, 30s, and 40s, because they were different economic situations at that time.
The times are very hard. I remember in the 1930s, drivers at the markets were making like $20 a week.
Drivers?
Drivers, truck drivers. That's
they
right.
Delivered,
that's
say.
Right.
Uh huh.
$100 a month wage was
pretty good.
Was pretty good. You know, $100 a month. Many people work for $100 a month.
Uh huh. Do you know what your father's average income was during that period?
To tell you the truth, no, I don't.
Mm-hmm.